This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
As we said in previous episodes, pornography did not leave any segment of the society without impacting it negatively, including your very livelihood, your business, your career, your workplace. The place that had provided for you to survive in this world was not spared. The study and the statistics that we wanted to share with you in today's episode will show the correlation between porn consumption and unethical behavior in the workplace. Welcome everyone to another episode of Pandemic, sharing academic research about the harmful impact of pornography. Today's study titled The Effect of Pornography on Unethical Behavior in Business. Don't forget, and as usual, the link to the complete study is to be found in the description below this video. In 2018, a survey finds that nearly 60% of those who responded to the survey question watch pornography at work, and 50% of them, they watch pornography on a monthly basis, and 10% of the respondents watch pornography daily. That's why business owners and employers should become very vigilant when it comes to employees using computers and other internet devices in the workplace. Download the necessary softwares to protect you, to protect them from falling prey to any internet pornographic websites. For indeed, 70% of all internet pornography traffic happens between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. This is where most people are actually at work. According to an article published by Bloomberg, they said that watching porn at the office is extremely common. Can you imagine paying your employee's salary to work side by side with you as an employer, as a business owner, only to find that they are addicted to pornography and ruining your business? As a result of this mess, three judges were removed from their post and a fourth was forced to resign as a result of them viewing pornography at work. Can you imagine judges who were placed on the seats supposedly to establish justice for everyone in the locality, instead of using the technology faithfully to research, to read, and work, they instead have used it to fuel the desire to watch pornography and unethically betray the trust that was given to them? Another psychology professor in America, as he was about to start his class, he plugged in his laptop to the projector, and all of a sudden, a 30 seconds of pornographic film was viewed on a massive screen in front of 500 students. And of course, these people and so many more have lost their jobs. The career that they are passionate about, their very livelihood, was ruined as a result of the porn addiction. In the year 2013, staff, peers, and members of the parliament in the UK have tried to access porn sites. How many times? Over 300,000 times on their issued computers, on the computers assigned to them by the government. This not only results in the financial and productivity losses of businesses, it can severely impact the career progression of anyone. The research that we are sharing with you in this episode examined the correlation between porn consumption and unethical behavior in the workplace. They have also examined previous studies regarding pornography consumption and unethical behaviors, and they have found that pornography, number one, it encourages what's known as delayed discounting or instant gratification, the need to act on your impulses without thinking of any negative consequences that may occur as a result of that action, and number two, dehumanization of others, to view others as perhaps sex objects, to feel the urges of maybe stretching your hand and abusing others sexually, verbally, or otherwise. These were the findings in a previous study, not the one intended for today's episode. Today's researchers have concluded that there is a relevance between unethical behavior in the workplace and porn consumption, and they occur in the following five main common traits. Number one, misuse of company time. Of course, pornography is time consuming. Ask those who are addicted to pornography, once they are on porn, time does not exist. Number two, abusive behaviors, whether it is sexual harassment, dehumanization, as we mentioned earlier, or even worse, rape. Number three, employee theft. Unethical behavior is endless. Once you are a dishonest person, anything can happen. Number four, lying. Once you're late about reporting, once you are not performing well, of course, what are you going to say about it? Will you tell your employee that you've been watching porn? Of course, you will lie to him. And number five is the obvious one, violating the company internet policy. Of course, there is no company in the entire world will allow their employees to watch porn during the work hours. That's about it for today. Be aware, stay vigilant, and stay away from internet porn. And don't forget, share the content with everyone, subscribe to our channel, and leave comment below. And we'll see you next Thursday. Stay safe.